This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, the lines are open because it's open mic on Science Fantastic. That's right. You can give us a call by calling 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and perhaps your thoughts will be heard on national radio. That's right. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Also, go to my website. If you go to my website, you can find out all about my book tour. That's right. I'm coming out with a new book on February 20th called The Future of Humanity. Did you know that we're entering a new golden age of space travel? It's been 50 years. 50 years since we last walked on the moon, and we're going back starting next year. That's right, starting next year, we're going to send the SLS booster rocket to orbit around the moon, and after that, a few years after that, humans will be landing on the moon. Not to mention that private enterprise is energizing this whole thing. Elon Musk of SpaceX, he's footed the bill. He's footed the bill to create the Falcon Heavy all by himself, which can also go to the moon. And he had that successful launch recently. So just remember that we're getting a booster rocket for free. That's the benefit of private enterprise jumping into the game. And so we have even Jeff Bezos of Amazon creating a spaceport in Texas. He wants to take tourists into outer space and eventually the moon. So we're witnessing a new golden age of space travel. Find out about it by getting a copy of my book, The Future of Humanity. We're talking about going back to Mars, terraforming Mars, perhaps even creating worlds beyond our solar system. And just remember, the dinosaurs did not have a space program. That's why they're not here today. The dinosaurs got wiped out because they were so stupid, they didn't know how to create a space program to avoid the asteroid or comet which plowed into the Yucatan of Mexico 65 million years ago. Well, we do have a space program. And some people think we need an insurance policy, a backup plan, Plan B, just in case Mother Nature decides to whack the human race. So, get a copy of my book. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, to find out where I'll be signing your copy of The Future of Humanity. Well, like I said before, the lines are open, so give us a call at 612-564-8135. So let's move on to the first listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Jessica Shimq, and I'm a mother of 4 autistic children. I believe that I also suffer from autism. Two of my sons are more on classically autistic side, and 2 on the Asperger's. My question is, do you think that autism is something that comes from evolution? It's just the evolution of man, or perhaps could it be something that is an environmental factor that is causing autism at larger rates? Families like mine with 4 plus, we also realized that there has to be some kind of a genetic connection at this point, but many still wonder if there are any other factors. Thank you so much for your time.
Well, you ask a question that I touch upon in my book, The Future of the Mind. It's a really difficult question because, quite frankly, we are children. We are children when it comes to beginning to understand things like autism and, well, different kinds of mental illnesses and things like that. But let me just say a few things. First of all, Asperger's, as you mentioned, is a form of autism. There's a spectrum of people with different kinds of behavioral patterns. On one end, we have people that are actually functional, can function in society, and some of them go on to win the Nobel Prize in physics and the Fields Medal in mathematics. That's right. Paul Dirac, the greatest quantum physicist of his era, ranking way up there with Heisenberg and Schrodinger. Paul Dirac had Asperger's. He hardly talked at all. Many people used to say that the unit of dullness is the Dirac because he hardly said anything at all. Except when he did say things, he would go on to win the Nobel Prize and open up whole areas. It was he who discovered the properties of antimatter. He was he who discovered the properties of quantum electrodynamics. And he barely talked at all. It was Paul Dirac and Fields medalist. Not one, but more than one Fields medalist in mathematics have also been diagnosed with Asperger's. And so not all Asperger's people are totally dysfunctional. Many of them go on to win prizes and the Nobel Prize in physics and mathematics. Now, is it genetic? Is it environmental? Nobody knows. However, there is a definite genetic component because it does seem that autism runs in families to a degree. Is there an environmental component? Well, perhaps. Some people think maybe it's caused by mercury when you visit the dentist's office or something like that, or vaccination. No. It turns out all those reports are apparently wrong in terms of finding a simple environmental link to autism. But remember, it is a spectrum of behaviors, and so one of these days we may find the genetic components of it. On one end of the spectrum are people that talk about things rather than people. They don't make eye contact, for example. Animals, for example, also do not make eye contact. And so talking to an Asperger's person is, in some sense, in a severe case, like talking to an animal that doesn't make contact with you. That's at one extreme. The other extreme gets very emotional and is too much tied to people and not things. So we have many theories, but we have, at the present time, unfortunately, no cure and no guiding methodology by which we can understand it. However, if you get a copy of my book, The Future of the Mind, I talk about what we can do with brain scans of the living mind with regards to certain ailments. For example, schizophrenia. In schizophrenics, people hear voices, and you can actually see the left part of their brain lighting up, which controls voices, and you can actually see that these people are literally talking to themselves without their permission. We talk to ourselves all the time. We do it right now. Even as you're listening to my voice, you're talking to yourself, analyzing what I'm saying. But you are aware of it. The front part of your brain, the prefrontal cortex, is aware of the fact that the left brain is talking to you. However, in schizophrenics, there is a disconnect. And therefore, you are literally talking to yourself without your permission. Now, think about it for a moment. If all of a sudden your brain began to talk to itself without your knowledge and without your permission, you would think you're going mad. And in fact, that's probably what madness is. Madness is perhaps when the left brain does not talk to the front brain, and that is called schizophrenia. Unfortunately, like I said, we are children when it comes to understanding the dynamics of the workings of the mind. But if you want to know what we do know about the mind, get a copy of my earlier book, The Future of the Mind. Okay, well, let's move right along to the next listener phone call.
I had a question regarding your Twitter feed on your autographed copy of the book, which is Great Twin. What do you think of the chances of getting programmable matter any time in the near future? And if you think of it as a reality, well, it's probably like the new reality, what would the time frame be, and what do you think that would look like? Thank you.
Well, let's take a short commercial break, and then I'll answer your question about programmable matter. Give us a call to Science Fantastic.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And you can find out where I'll be speaking around the country in late February, early March. My new book is called The Future of Humanity. The Future of Humanity as We Conquer the Universe, as we push out to the moon, back to outer space, to Mars, beyond that to Titan, to the solar system, and beyond. So find out by getting a copy of my book, The Future of Humanity. Well, the question is programmable matter. When are we going to have it? What can we do with it? I once saw a movie with Adam Sandler where he was living in a video game. Now, think about that for a moment. A video game, you can stop. You can hit fast forward, rewind, slow it down, speed it up. And if you lived in a computer, you could even change the scenery. You could change reality by pushing your hand to the left and pushing your hand to the right, just like you push your screen today. So is that possible? Well, that's possible if you have programmable matter. Now, electrons can be programmed. That's why we have software. What does software do? It programs electrons. But matter is much more difficult to program. Matter is heavier, doesn't move. Electrons are very light and can move in a wire. And that's why we have programmable electrons, and that is called software. That is why we have the internet. But programmable matter means that you could program reality itself. And you would have the power of a magician. Just like Harry Potter waves his magic wand and can change the atoms around him to create a new reality, that's the promise of programmable matter. To program reality itself. Amazing, right? Now, in Star Trek, we have a vision of this. First of all, in Star Trek, we have the replicator, where you simply go up to a coffee machine and ask for coffee, and it not only mixes the coffee, it creates the coffee out of nothing. In fact, anything you want, you simply ask for, and molecule for molecule, it is created. Now, you may say to yourself, that is fantastic. That is incredible, but impossible. I mean, how can you possibly create something from nothing? Well, it turns out that Mother Nature does it. Mother Nature believes in programmable matter. For example, Mother Nature can take a bunch of hamburgers and french fries and turn it into a baby in 9 months. That is amazing. That is a miracle. Just think about it, taking french fries and hamburgers and creating a baby in 9 months. How does nature do it? First, nature breaks down hamburgers and french fries into proteins and fats and lipids and things like that in your stomach. Then, Mother Nature has the ability to take strands of DNA and cut them at certain places and rearrange them to make copies of themselves, given a blueprint. That blueprint is called DNA, and the cutting mechanism is called the ribosome. Now, if you can create a molecular ribosome, then you too can create reality in your image. Now, can we do that now? Of course not. We are decades away from that. So in Star Trek, we have replicators that can create anything you want by asking for it. But in reality today, we cannot do any of that stuff. Now, there is a group of scientists who are creating a programmable matter unit. A group of scientists who hope to use tiny chips to create programmable matter. So what they do is they get a whole bunch of tiny microchips. Each chip, you have to have a microscope to see, and it has a tiny magnet. And you can program each of these chips with this magnetic field. And by doing that, you can rearrange these tiny little chips into different kinds of configurations. So you may say to yourself, aha, that's the way to do it. Take a bunch of tiny microscopic chips, which are programmable, put a magnet in each one so you can program the magnetic field. Each one has a memory of where it's connected to for the next one, and then voila! You can create something from nothing. Well, that's the dream. That's the hope. However, how close are we to that? I'd say we are decades. Decades away from even coming close to programming matter in the way we can program electrons to create what is called the internet. But once we can do that, it'll change human history. When can we do it? Perhaps the beginning of the next century. Given the rate at which we're beginning to understand nanotechnology, beginning to understand the ability to manipulate individual atoms, then we may be able to do this perhaps in the next century. But, like I said, don't hold your breath. That's the dream, to program reality in the same way that Harry Potter can wave his magic wand and create something out of nothing. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
I leave a question for Michio Kaku. My name is Deborah Williams, calling from London. I've always been fascinated with space, and before I found out it was a fabric, I've always been daunted by, is it claustrophobic in space? Not to be in a spacecraft, or but actually to be in the blackness. Is it claustrophobic? Thank you. And your books are superb. Thank you. Bye.
Well, I call from London. Thank you so much for the question. And first of all, you're absolutely right. Claustrophobia is a problem for astronauts because of the fact that space is a premium. It costs $10,000 to put a pound of anything into orbit around the planet Earth. It costs about $100,000 a pound to put anything on the surface of the moon, and maybe $1 million a pound to put anything on the surface of Mars. Now, when you send a human into outer space, you have to encapsulate him so that the astronaut has air and life support, food. And, of course, claustrophobia is one of the sensations you're going to be experiencing because space is at a premium. Every square inch of the space station has to be accounted for. And so you're absolutely right that space is at a premium. Now, of course, we have Elon Musk of SpaceX, and we have Boeing aircraft, makers of the SLS booster rocket, two heavy booster rockets, not one, but two heavy booster rockets that'll take our astronauts into outer space. But how big is their space capsule? Well, we hope to put maybe four. Not two, but maybe four astronauts inside the space capsule. Not much bigger. Not much bigger than the Apollo spacecraft that took us to the moon 50 years ago. In other words, claustrophobia is going to be a problem. And what happens? What happens if your life depends upon your next door neighbor and you can't stand him, that he has habits that drive you nuts? That's also a problem. So NASA takes this very seriously. NASA has actually placed astronauts in confined quarters to see whether or not they'll get on each other's nerves, to see whether or not they'll get claustrophobia, because a trip to Mars, a round trip, will take 2 years. Now think about that for a moment. 3 days and you can go to the moon. You can go to the moon at the beginning of the week and come back at the end of the week. That's how close the moon is. Mars is a 2-year round-trip journey. And in 2 years, you can get a lot of claustrophobia, and a lot of people can get on each other's nerves if you're trapped in a tiny, tiny little capsule that takes you to the nearest planet. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
This is a question for Dr. Kaku. Is it possible that when a supermassive black hole collapses to a singularity and winks out, that it initiates a big bang in a new multiverse? And I would like to win one of his new books. Thank you.
Well, believe it or not, there are some physicists who believe exactly what you just said, that a black hole is not the end, that in some sense it could be a beginning. Because even children ask the question, Mommy, Daddy, if a black hole sucks in everything, where does all that stuff go? Well, at the present time, most scientists would say, A, I don't know, but B, perhaps, just perhaps, it could be a gateway to another universe. We'll talk about that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The number to call is 612-564-8135.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You can give us a call at 612-564-8135 because it's open mic on Science Fantastic. Well, before the break, we had a questioner who asked the question, if everything falls into a black hole, does it fall out the other end, creating a new Big Bang? Well, as preposterous as it may seem, we physicists have taken that idea very seriously. In fact, a colleague of mine is Alan Guth, a professor of physics at MIT. He may eventually win the Nobel Prize for something called inflation theory, a theory which tries to take Einstein's theory of the Big Bang and quantize it. Well, if a Big Bang takes place when you squeeze matter and it pushes its way through to another universe, then can you do that in a laboratory? That is, can you play God? Well, Alan, believe it or not, has done the calculation. If you take an oven and heat it to super, super temperatures, temperatures not found anywhere in the universe today, but temperatures found at the black hole, then a hole may erupt inside the oven, which sucks in the matter from the space and time, and that matter then is sucked into a parallel universe, and it blows out the other end, creating a white hole, and perhaps even another Big Bang. So I asked Alan about this calculation. Of course, you'd have to be godlike to do this. You'd have to have incredible supernatural powers to create something that hot, an oven that hot, to create a hole in space. But he said, yeah, you can do the calculation. It's published in the physics literature, and you have to take it seriously. Now we have a Hollywood movie called Interstellar. The man who helped to create that movie was Kip Thorne, who just won the Nobel Prize in Physics, by the way. And in the movie, they do exactly that. They fall into the singularity, and they are blown out the other end. Now, to do this, you'd have to have a technology far greater than anything that we humans can create on the planet Earth. So I thought to myself, if I was advising the movie Interstellar, I would be faced with a problem. Where did the energy come from? Where did the technology come from to create a wormhole, a gateway to another multiverse? Well, they found a very clever answer. If you saw the movie with Matthew McConaughey called Interstellar, they finally tell you where this wormhole came from. It came from our descendants. That is, millions of years into the future, our descendants are so powerful that they're able to open up gateways through space and time and create a time machine. And then they went backwards in time because there was a time in our early history where our world, the Earth, was almost destroyed. So in other words, the gift of the wormhole came from our descendants. Our descendants took pity on us and sent the wormhole back in time, back to our era, so that we can escape and create a world where our descendants could populate it. Well, that's a very clever way of getting around the question, how do you get enough energy to create a wormhole? The answer is, ask your descendants, because they will build a time machine to give you the wormhole from the future. Well, it sounds like Hollywood, right? Well, it is. A Hollywood movie called Interstellar. But the man who helped to advise that movie, Kip Thorne, a colleague of mine, just won the Nobel Prize in Physics. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and you can get on National Radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. That's right, the lines are open because we have open mic in this hour. This is the chance for you to call 612-564-8135 and get on national radio. And maybe I'll be signing your copy of my latest book coming out at the end of February, The Future of Humanity. We are entering a new golden age of space travel. We're going back to the moon. That's right, next year we're going back to the moon. And after that, maybe to the planet Mars, with not one rocket, but two types of booster rockets. One taxpayer-funded SLS booster rocket that Boeing has made for NASA, but the other one funded by private enterprise. It didn't cost the taxpayer a dime for the Falcon Heavy, which just had this spectacular success. Not only did it launch a Tesla car, into outer space as a publicity stunt, it also came back to the launch pad because these are reusable rockets which could change the economics of space travel, putting space travel within the means of the average Joe and Jane. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, this is Eric calling from 970 KSBS in Fairbanks, Alaska. I was wondering if you could please explain Bitcoin in the absolute simplest terms humanly imaginable. I can Google it, but I come up with all these terms like blockchain, and I feel like I need to be a computer programmer to fully understand this. Could you just expound upon Bitcoin, the relevancy of cryptocurrencies in the future? And, you know, Bitcoin's one thing. People are paying $13,000 for a coin, but who's stopping people from setting up 100 different other kinds of cryptocurrencies, you know, with their own different name, and then they, you know, command whatever price they command? I mean, is Bitcoin the future of money? I don't know. Any insight you could provide, help me understand this, would be appreciated. Thank you.
Okay, well, Bitcoin is a wild card, but let me explain. It goes back to the question of what is something worth? Like, let's say I take a glass of water. How much is it worth? Well, if a billionaire is willing to pay $1 billion for a glass of water, it is worth $1 billion. So in other words, things are worth whatever somebody is willing to pay for it. Period. End of story. This means that any object could have any value as long as somebody is willing to fork the money to pay for it. So you could do the same thing for the internet. You can create an imaginary object called the Bitcoin or anything you want, and as long as someone is willing to plunk down the money for it, that's what it's worth. And then when more people come in the game, they say, well, I can speculate. I can put my money in because tomorrow is worth more. Now, does that sound like a Ponzi scheme? Well, in some sense, yes, it is a Ponzi scheme. But is it possible? Certainly is possible, because that's human behavior. Human behavior is such that we like to speculate on things. So as long as you buy a Bitcoin for X dollars, and you assume and hope and pray that it will double after a certain period of time, and it does double, well, you can pocket the money. And people have. People who have invested very little in Bitcoin have come out millionaires as a consequence. But again, it's like musical chairs. Musical chairs, you take away one chair at the end of the music until finally you have nobody left. But what happens is things are worth whatever someone's willing to pay for it. But when no one is willing to pay anything for it, it's worth zero. Because a glass of water is a glass of water. If people are willing to pay $1 billion for a glass of water, that's what it's worth. But the price could collapse also instantaneously. So who invests in bitcoins? Well, people who don't like national governments, because national governments cannot regulate bitcoins because they exist in cyberspace as nothing but digits floating in the ether. And so nations cannot regulate it. So, of course, drug dealers, small-time criminals, they get involved because you cannot track laundered money. And that's one of the advantages of it. So my personal point is, A, we will always have Bitcoin of some sort or another because of the fact that we'll always have petty criminals who want to take advantage of it. B, there are also legitimate speculators. They are speculators, however. They don't create anything of value. There's nothing of value being created because people are simply bidding to get the next level of profit from a Bitcoin. So what's the future of Bitcoin? Well, we'll say a few things after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and you can be part of my book tour in the end of February.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call because it's open mic in this hour. That's right. You can call 612-564-8135 and ask that question that's always been bothering you. Or maybe your kids ask you a question at the dinner table from homework that leaves you stumped. What are you going to do? Look dumb? No. You're going to call 612-564-8135 and put your kids on radio. Well, before the break, we had a question about Bitcoin, the future of Bitcoin. Well, my personal point of view is A, Bitcoins will always exist. There will always be some form of digital currency. B, there could be many of them because many people want to cash in on the Bitcoin craze. But C, it is speculation, pure speculation. There's nothing of value there. There's no gold. There's no stack of gold in Fort Knox that backs up the currency. It's nothing but a promise that you buy it today and maybe tomorrow you'll make money and maybe you won't. Blockchain helped to legitimize it because the chain involved allows you to track the sequence of events behind the currency. And also governments are beginning to recognize it, and that gave it legitimacy, and that's why it took off. So my advice to you is, if you're a gambler, yes, it is a form of gambling. You may want to get involved, but hey, don't blame me if you get burned, because like all forms of gambling, easy come, easy go. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Richard Vesey, and I'm calling from Aberdeen, Washington, and listening to KXRO radio station. And so my question is, since stars are different sizes when they're first formed, it makes sense that the condensing of a hydrogen cloud could, a big enough one, could in fact just turn into a black hole. And of course, E equals MC squared, and five, this is a little bit unrelated, but 5 billion years or so ago, we have increased dark energy in the universe, making the universe expand quicker. And so what's happening to that equation if the universe is expanding quicker? What's happening to the matter side of that equation? Thank you.
Well, you ask a question that has stumped the world of physics at the present time. First of all, even children know that the universe is expanding. We have this Big Bang Theory, and it's part of our everyday vocabulary now that, yes, there was an explosion, but the universe is accelerating, not slowing down at all. It's accelerating. It's careening out of control. And as it expands, it gets larger. Now, why is it expanding? We think there's something called dark energy, which is the energy of nothing. Believe it or not, even nothing has energy associated with it. And that nothingness has anti-gravitational properties, believe it or not. And it's pushing the galaxies apart. So why is the universe expanding? We think because there's something pushing the galaxies apart. What is it? The energy of the vacuum. Now, the bigger you get, the more vacuum you get. And the more vacuum you get, the more you can push the universe apart. And the more you push the universe apart, you have more vacuum, which means you have more dark energy. So you get a vicious cycle. The more you have, the more you can have. The more dark energy you have, the bigger the universe, the bigger the universe, the more vacuum there is. The more vacuum there is, the more dark energy there is, which pushes the universe apart even faster. Now, you ask another question, E equals MC squared, energy and matter, and it turns out that here, the energy is the energy of nothing, and it's nothingness which is expanding. Now, it sounds bizarre, but that's what the equations give you. The equations give you the possibility that energy comes from the vacuum, and the vacuum is expanding, and that's where this new energy is coming from. Now, let's say we do a calculation to try to calculate the amount of energy there is. The number we get is very embarrassing. It is off from the theoretical value by 10 to the 120. Take a sheet of paper, draw the number 1, and then after that, draw 120 zeros. That is the mismatch between theory and experiment. This is embarrassing. It is perhaps the most embarrassing question in all of physics. Why does the calculated value of dark energy, which causes the expansion of the universe, disagree with the actual value of the dark energy? We don't know. In other words, there's another Nobel Prize waiting for the young person who can figure out where this dark energy comes from. Now, string theory does give you dark energy, but it doesn't calculate the amount of dark energy. It is a fudge factor involved. And so some people are not quite satisfied by string theory's solution. So many string theorists are trying to use string theory to calculate dark energy, but so far no one has been successful. So if you could calculate why we have this mismatch by 10 to the 120, you will get a Nobel Prize in physics. Well, unfortunately, we have run out of time. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week, we talk about the cutting edge of science. And if you want to be part of my book tour, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. It gives you the cities where I'll be traveling in late February, autographing perhaps your copy of my book, The Future of Humanity, talking about our destiny in outer space as we enter a new golden age of space travel. Next year, we go to the moon. After a 50-year gap, next year we're going back to the moon. After that, we're going to Mars. After that, the solar system. Who knows where we're going to go after that. But it is our destiny to explore this universe of ours. So get a copy of my book. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And of course, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and perhaps you can get on national radio. Good day.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years? and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.